This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there are days when you can take this or that bit of economic data and get a good sense of what's going on. This or that many jobs added to the economy. GDP is growing or shrinking this or that much. Today, well, today is not one of those days. The bit of economic data in question is retail sales for the month of September, which we learned this morning from the good people at the Commerce Department, was up 0.7% from August, up 3.8% from a year ago. A lot of that was auto sales, also spending at gas stations and online shopping. But the thing you have to know about retail sales data, it is not adjusted for inflation. And in today's economy, that's a pretty big weakness, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports to get us going.
The report specifically looks at the dollar value of the stuff retailers sell, and that can be pretty misleading.
Gasoline is a good example, where gas station spending tends to go up with gas prices.
Skanda Amarnath is executive director of Employ America.
That doesn't necessarily mean that there is a strong consumer just because that happens.
To adjust for rising prices, Amarnath does his own calculations. He looks at how much retail sales rose in a category, then compares that number to how much prices rose in similar categories in the consumer and producer price indexes.
And to be perfectly honest, there's not like perfect alignment here.
Take grocery store spending, for example. Today we learned that it rose 0.4% in September. But was that because people bought more groceries or because groceries got more expensive? Laura Veldkamp, an economics professor at Columbia, says it really depends on the item. In the CPI and PPI, for example.
What we'd see measured as prices, you know, it might be fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, also hygiene products.
But the retail sales report doesn't get that granular. And Veldkamp says if you try to look even closer into the prices of individual items, the numbers get even harder to sort out.
Because we're taking a smaller and smaller number of transactions and trying to figure out exactly what's happening to the prices of those.
The Census Bureau says it's working to adjust the retail sales report at some point in the future. Kevin Gordon, senior investment strategist at Charles Schwab, says nobody really thought much about adjusting the data until prices started rising a couple years ago.
It's almost funny. It was never really a question before the surge in inflation that we started to see in the beginning of 2021.
Gordon says it's a good sign that retail sales have been growing steadily for months now.
That's great from almost everybody's perspective because it means that you're able to hold on to better retail sales growth, you know, better spending, but at the same time, inflation continues to trend lower.
And if inflation keeps trending lower, Gordon says we might be able to start taking the retail sales report at face value again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.